Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, July 17th, 2017. And hey, we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is Eero, the Wi-Fi mesh network setup, which is pretty awesome. So I'm sitting here at Mac Stock today, and I'm recording on the weekend instead of on Monday. So this is kind of like a time warp episode, but I'm doing it this way because I have a very unique opportunity, which is to get to talk with Chuck Joyner. Chuck, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. I'm not sure I like being in the middle of a time warp, though.
It's just a step to the left. Okay. Anyhow, so Chuck, the reason I wanted to talk with Chuck, because he's been deep in the podcasting community for a really long time, and I think it's safe to say that you are a name in the Apple podcasting community.
Thank you. Perhaps so. I guess if you do it long enough, you become a name.
Well, you've been doing this for a really long time, and you don't get interviewed.
No, you're right. I don't get on this side of the mic, so therefore it feels a little strange.
Well, okay, and see, I'm trying to actually make all this work. Chuck sounded a little bit far away because we're having to share a microphone to make this work, but that's part of the joy of recording in the field.
Yes, we've had a few little problems, but we overcome them. We carry enough equipment that we can make it work.
Yes, and so between us, we actually have a working recording system. Anyhow, so Chuck, since we finally have time where we can sit down and I can put you in the hot seat, so to speak, I have a couple questions for you. Okay. And the first one is, what is it that got you interested in being part of the podcast community?
Jeff, I think it's well, first of all, when I started, nobody was doing the kind of interviews that I wanted. You know, the 5 minute, 3 minute, 7 minute interviews always left me wanting. And so I wanted to talk to people like you in a lot more depth and where there were no restrictions. If we talked for 10 minutes, great. If we talked for 30, fine. You know, but to adequately, at least in my opinion, cover the topic at hand or the person at hand. And there was that. There was also the idea that there's so many great people, so many great stories. It's one thing to see things on a piece of paper or on a web page. It's a whole other one to hear from the person directly and to appreciate their sense of humor and their personality. And that can really only be done with audio or video.
Okay. And yep, I can see that. And I think that the way this has evolved, you've actually adapted amazingly well, because you went from what seemed to me to be primarily audio to now you're primarily video. And I'm curious, has that been one of those things where it was an easy transition or something where you really felt like you just had to go do it?
Not had to, because as we both know, and you're a perfect example, there's plenty of validity with audio podcasts. It was something I wanted to do for the very same reason, well, for a couple reasons. The first one is that as great as audio is, there's nothing like seeing the faces of the people that you're talking to and, you know, the winks and the smiles and the nods. And, you know, you and I can trade insults or jabs on an audio podcast, and that's great. But, you know, they don't get to see the twinkle in your eye, you know, when you jab back at me. That was the first thing. The second thing was that it just opens up to a new audience. I mean, YouTube, at one point, I don't know if it's still true, but YouTube was the second largest search engine. And it seemed like such a waste to not really have anything on the second largest search engine out there. I played with you're right, I started out audio. I played with video for a couple years to the point that I felt like I had enough skills, adequate skills anyway, to start making it all video. And so now I publish everything in video, but I also publish everything in audio because not everybody has the time to sit down and just look at every show, but they can listen to it in their car or when they're running or whatever it is they're doing. So for me, it's all about getting the content out there in whatever fashion possible so that people can hear it and enjoy it and hopefully learn from it.
All right. One thing we didn't do right at the beginning was tell people where exactly your podcasts are, what sort of things you do. But, you know, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants today. So maybe we should do that. So you have the Mac Voices Network. And the Mac Voices Network, originally, was it like Mac Voices was one show, and then you had Mac Jury as another show, and they kind of all have morphed together? I should let you explain it, because you probably know what you're doing.
Yeah, it started out, and it made perfect sense at the time. Mac Voices was Mac Voices, and Mac Notables was a closed panel of experts. Nobody got added, nobody left. It was just, that's the way it was. The Mac Jury came along because I wanted to do a panel show. And then Mac Voices TV, of course, was the video arm, if you will. And a couple things happened. It made perfect sense, again, to do it. But what I found out was that people that might listen to, say, the Mac Jury, somehow, it never made sense to me how, but they didn't even know about Mac Voices. So, you know, I had audiences for each one of these shows, but they didn't necessarily overlap. Sometimes they were totally mutually exclusive, which made me a little crazy. The second thing was that I had to maintain all those separate websites. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's surprisingly difficult to maintain a bunch of different websites and keep numbering systems. And then, if this makes sense, but also to have audio versions and video versions and then try to have the numbering systems work, it just got crazy. And so I guess it's been 3 or 4 years ago now, I just merged them all into one, macvoices.com. And then the shows retain their individual identities, but they're all there. They're all in one audio feed, one video feed. So if you like the Mac Jury, great. You know, you can listen to the Mac Jury. You can skip all the others. Same thing with all the others. But it just made immense sense. And it freed me up to do even more content instead of doing a lot of the back end work.
Okay. So I'm kind of putting you on the spot with this one. And this is where it'd be great if this is a video show, because what you can't see, listeners, was the look on Chuck's face where I could read. He's like, it's coming from Jeff. I have no idea what's happening next. No, this one's easy. So you have all these shows, and I totally get that. It's like when you ask a parent, which one's your favorite child? Well, they're all your favorite. I totally get that. But okay, so here's how I'm going to ask the question. Of all the shows that you do, is there one where you tend to have more delightful surprises than the others?
Wow. I would have to say that would have to be the Mac Jury for one reason, and that is because you have multiple people on. I mean, you can have delightful surprises in a one-on-one interview depending on who the person is, or you might get kind of what you would expect from that person. But when you start mixing up different personalities together and the personalities that a lot of the Mac jurors have, sometimes it's serious. It's always good discussion, but sometimes it's serious. Sometimes it's a whole lot of laughter back and forth. It's like people going to the bar with friends, sitting around and having a good time. And you know that. So you're right. I'm glad you didn't ask favorite, because there's just no way to say favorite, because they all have their unique charms.
Well, and to be fair, if you had one that was just your favorite and worked better than the others, you wouldn't have the others.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor today, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show. But hey, we have a sponsor today, and that's Eero. And I'm actually really happy that Eero is the sponsor this week, because I've been using their Wi-Fi network mesh setup for a while now, and it's actually been working great for me. And they have a new version out. It's the Eero 2, so it's the second generation. And what they've done is created this new version of the Eero called the Beacon. So you still get that same square, flat square box, primary Eero base station. But then you also get these two beacons, which are smaller, and they look more like if you had, say, a pack of cards, but it'd be a big pack of cards, like Cards of Humanity pack of cards. And that just plugs right into an outlet on the wall. And it has a little nightlight built in, which turns out I actually really like. I had no idea. And you have this less obtrusive system for your mesh network. And so you have the primary base station piece, the two beacons that extend your network. And what I have found is that the way Eero does their thing, they've they've created a network for me that's so much more efficient than the Airport Extreme base station I was using prior to their products. And my airport was great, but it didn't manage my devices very well, and it didn't give me the range that I get with the Eero. And now with the beacon, the Eero beacon, it's even cooler because I have a system that's actually faster than it was before, which totally surprises me. And I can make those extra mesh access points less obtrusive than they were before. So the one that was in my living room, instead of just being sitting out beside the television, it actually now fits inside the cabinet where I have my battery backups for the TV, because everyone has their TV on a battery backup, right? Everyone? Yeah. Anyhow, so you don't even see that one anymore, but the one that's at the other end of my place in the bedroom, now I have a nightlight in the bedroom when I need it, which is really cool. So you guys should really go check out the Eero system. I mean, since I'm using it and very happy with it, and I'm very picky, I have a feeling you might like it as well. So what you can do is head over to their website, which is Eero.com, Eero.com, and then use the discount code TDO, and that will get you free shipping on your Eero system. So they'll shoot that out to you right away. You don't have to pay extra money just to have it show up on your door, because they're going to cover that part for you. And that's a nice little incentive to give this a shot. But seriously, I've had so much good luck with my Eero that I can't imagine using anything else now. So head over to their website, Eero.com, Eero.com, and use that discount code TDO at checkout to get your shipping for free. Thank you, Eero, for being our sponsor today. All right, Chuck. So we still have a couple minutes left, and we can talk about anything because it's my show. I can do as I please. And I have to say again, I think this is so cool to finally have you in the hot seat, not in a bad way, but you're always the guy that's in charge of a show, and you don't get to sit back and just come up with answers for someone. So, of course, I have more questions for you. I have a whole day's worth of questions, but we only have a couple minutes left, so what are you going to do? How do you manage to make all these shows happen? And I ask that not because I'm thinking, how could he possibly do this? But because I'm thinking, you have so many things going on in your life. How is it that you manage to be able to put out so much high quality content all the time?
Honestly, just, I think, focus. You know, when you do a show with guests, probably the most difficult thing about doing a show with guests is scheduling. It's trying to coordinate your schedule with theirs, making sure that you're there when you said you were going to be, and making sure they're there when they said they were going to be. And I've started emailing, you know, the potential guest first thing in the morning, say, hey, you know, confirming 5:30 today, you know, whatever. But, you know, that's it. It's just, again, I've got a list two arms long of guests I want to have and topics I want to cover. And so it's really not hard to put out the content. Yes, it takes time, and especially because a lot of my show is done in a post-production kind of format, because I really, with video and all, I don't want to take up the guest's time, you know, trying to jump through hoops. Ideally, it would be great if we could just sit down, hit the button, and go. Well, inevitably, there are a few technical problems like we've had today.
Yep.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, if you ask for somebody with a commitment of time, I try to honor that, respect it, and then, you know, get the interviews out. So it's not a problem. It's no different than you sit down and watch, you know, an hour's worth of TV at night. Well, I sit down and watch an hour's worth of somebody's interview, and that's the person across from me. So it just, yeah, the post-production takes a little time, but it's just, I don't know, it's simple, because just like walking around MacStock here, you know, there's no shortage of people you want to talk to. You have great conversations. I just record them and publish them for other people to listen to.
All right, that's pretty awesome. It is really awesome. I feel like what I've done today is put together a show where all I do is sing your praises. But I mean, seriously, the stuff that you've been doing in the Apple community for as many years as you've been doing this, the quality content that you've been creating, it's fantastic. And I feel lucky that I've been able to be a part of that because you have me on shows. And much to my surprise, you ask me back again and again. If only there was a takeout reel of what happens before each show starts, it's either you would gain so many more viewers or you'd have to find something else to do. I'm not sure which.
Who said there's not a takeout or outtake reel that may see the light of day someday, long after we're all gone, because I don't want to embarrass anyone.
Actually, I can imagine. and I'm pretty sure I know many of the things that I have done that will be on that reel.
Yeah, you would be definitely one of the prominent players in that reel.
Well, either I'm sorry or you're welcome.
Yeah, both. And folks, I got to tell you, I wish you could be here and see this, because Jeff, as he's phrasing these questions, has this glint in his eye that really does make me a little nervous. Like, okay, what's coming next? So the glint you see in his eye when he's on my show is kind of the one I'm getting across the table this time. And it's a real pleasure to do it in person for a change.
Well, the glint is because I'm just so happy that we're finally getting to sit down where I talk to you and interview you as opposed to you interviewing and pitching the questions. So I think it's fun that we're getting to turn the tables. And I think you're doing a fantastic job as a guest as opposed to a host. So we're pretty much out of time. And I've been telling people about your shows. So where can people find you? What shows do you want to pitch? And tell people where you are.
Okay, the best place to find everything I do is at macvoices.com. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook as at Chuck Joyner. Mac Voices has a fan page on Facebook. It also has a dedicated Twitter presence. And we have a Facebook group on Mac. We have a Mac Voices group on Facebook as well that we're trying to encourage audience members to get involved, discuss things they want to discuss that have to do with the shows or just anything tech. So thank you, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I'm so glad we're able to carve some time out here at MacStock and make this happen. This is really cool. And thank you to Eero for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, Eero.com. Use the discount code TDO to get free shipping on your order. I'm really happy with my Eero, and I'll have to tell everyone one of these days about the big problem that I have with my Eero, which is an awesome problem to have. And seriously. And then listeners, I am so glad that you are here joining us today. I'll be back in TMO Central Towers on Tuesday. So we'll be back to our regular show format then. Thanks for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.